Welcome to the Amherst Wesleyan Church Sermon Podcast.
Now, I do want to take time today to dig into the Word of God with you, and I don't want to take a lot of time, but I do want to dig into kind of one foundational question that I think we all wrestle with, and especially as we all have kids in our lives, and you may not have kids of your own, or you may not have grandkids of your own, or whatever, but if you're here, there are kids in your lives. And especially when there are kids in our lives, there are lots of questions about what do we do, when do we do it, and how do we do it. And there are lots of hard decisions. And even when it beyond kids, just for our own lives, we have those questions. Like, do I buy that car? Do I sell this car? Do I keep the car? Do I buy that house? Do I move into this apartment? Do I stay at this job or do I try to get another job? What should I be eating? What diet should I be on? What should I not be eating? What do I wear? What do I watch? How do I invest my money? All these questions, right? Which pair of boots do I buy? Is anybody else like that, where you obsess over it for like 6 months and then buy some random pair that you that wasn't even on your research list? Anybody else like that? No, just me? Thank you. Great. I guess I'll make another appointment with the therapist. Don't worry, I've already had the appointment with the therapist. We already figured it out. We're okay. But we have these questions. We have these questions, and like I could stand here and we could go through all these checklists and all these pros and cons and all these things, but I think there's really one key factor to navigate all these questions in our lives for us personally, for our families, and for our kids, and that's this: if you seek God's kingdom first, you'll know what to do next. If you seek God's kingdom first, you'll know what to do next. There's a passage in Proverbs in the Old Testament. It says this, Proverbs 3:6, in all your ways, submit to Him, Him being God, and He will make your paths straight. Then, in the New Testament, recording in Matthew chapter 6, verse 33, Jesus is talking about everyone being consumed with all the questions, all the worries. And he says to the people that are listening, he says, but seek first His kingdom and His righteousness, and all these things, all your needs, will be given to you as well. Seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and you will have everything you need. I will take care of everything. You will get the kingdom, and you'll get everything else you need, too. Good? Everyone good? Do I need to talk anymore? Everybody totally understands. That's one of these passages are one of these fantastic, simple statements that I want you to memorize, I want you to hold on to, I want you to believe with all your heart. But if you don't do a little bit more digging, it ends up just being a nice, cute thought, right? It ends up being one of these things that you have there, but you end up going, but wait, what does that even mean? What does it even mean to submit all your ways to Him? What does it even mean to seek first the kingdom of God? What does that look like? I like the phrase, I like the idea, but what does it actually mean for me? So it's not just some good, interesting thought, but it's actually something that we understand and can apply to our lives. Well, I think there's kind of three areas, three ways that we can seek the kingdom of God. Number one, you seek the kingdom of God by following the king. If you want to pursue the kingdom of God, then you have to submit to the king. That means that you need to repent of your sins and you need to follow Jesus as the king of your life. If you are not putting him in the place of the king of your life, then you are not pursuing, you are not seeking his kingdom. Make sense? Put it in other political terms, if you are not willing to submit to the prime minister or to the president or to whatever leader, then you are not pursuing their established rule of authority. So if you want the kingdom of God, then you need to be saying, I am subject to the king of that kingdom. And so the first step is to repent and say, I don't want anything to do with things outside your kingdom. I just want to be subject to you and to your rule. You are now in charge of my life. And the second thing is that you give him glory. You worship him with your life. You repent and you worship the king because he is your king. The second thing, the second way that we submit to God and that we pursue and seek the kingdom of God is by getting on board with the mission of the kingdom. You want to do what the kingdom is doing. And the mission involves both sharing your faith with others and putting your faith into action, living it out. That when God says, I want you to do this, you do it. When he says, I want you to stop that, you stop it. When he says, I want you to talk to this person, you talk to that person. After you go in the bushes and throw up and get over the anxiety and go do it, you go and you do it. When he says, no, keep your mouth shut, you bite your tongue until it bleeds, but you keep your mouth shut. And you put your faith into action. And you share the hope and the forgiveness and the love and the wisdom that he has given you. You share that with anybody that is open to it. You don't force it down their throat. You don't beat them over the head with it. I've tried it. It doesn't work. That was a joke. Please laugh. I haven't actually beat anybody over the head with it, okay? There was a rumor in high school that I threw a Bible at somebody one time, but that is not true. It's not true. But you share your faith and you put your faith into action to spread the touch of the kingdom. So there's the king, there's the mission, and the third thing is the way of the kingdom. The way of the kingdom, that you do it his way. You follow the king his way. You pursue and advance the mission of God his way. And his way is according to his words. And so knowing the word of God shows you the character of God and how he operates and how he wants the mission applied. And this is very, very, very significant. You listen for the leading of the Holy Spirit. I cannot overemphasize this. You need to develop a relationship with God where you can hear God speak to you. And it may not be an audible thing, but to recognize when God is speaking, what he is saying is absolutely essential. And this is not something that is reserved for pastors and leaders in the church. This is something that was meant for everybody that calls on the name of Jesus. To have such a relationship with God that they can hear God speak to them. And again, I'm not saying audibly, but there are ways where it's just that certain clarity of a thought that comes into your mind, or just that knowing way deep down of a truth, that simple peace and clarity, or there's all kinds of different ways that he speaks, but to know what he's saying and to follow his lead. Because the reality is, there is no scripture that says, thou shalt buy a Ford and thou shalt sell your Kia. It's not in there. I've looked. It's not in there. So how are you supposed to figure that out? I believe that God will actually talk to you about those things. He will actually speak to you and say, yes, that's the car to get. No, pass on that one. Yes, that is the job. Now, granted, there are all kinds of questions that you can ask that simplify these things, but there are a lot of things that require the nuance of God's specific, clear leading. And you need to develop a relationship with the Holy Spirit to follow him. You can ask questions like, is the action moral or immoral? There's your answer. Does the activity lead into or away from temptation? Does your job enable you to live out the mission or not? Are you pointing your family to Jesus or away from Jesus? Is it making you more like Christ mentally, physically, emotionally, spiritually? Is watching that show making you lust after someone that's not your spouse? Is putting your kids in sports leading other families to hear and know Jesus? Is working at your job giving you money but ruining your health and your family? And filling your own kids with greed and pride? Are you investing your own money in your own plans? Or are they advancing the kingdom of God? It is hard navigating this life, isn't it? Trying to make the right decisions. And it's really hard when you are in charge of kids. And you all have an influence on other kids around you. And you're left going, what do I do? Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And everything you need will be given to you as well. Submit all your ways to him and he will make your paths straight. If you seek God's kingdom first, you'll know what to do next. Now, Heidi and Brad are going to come up, and they're going to do a few more songs with us. And this is an excellent time for us to kind of meditate on what God's Word has said and what God has been stirring inside of you and what the Holy Spirit has been saying to you this morning. Because understanding the Word of God is one thing, but applying it, letting it soak into your heart so that you can live it out is really what we're trying to get at. And not only does following the way of Christ bring clarity as to what you should be doing next, but it just works better. It just works. He brings the blessing. doing it His way produces the fruit. It's as simple as gardening. If you want corn, you've got to plant corn. If you go around planting tomato seeds, you're not going to get corn. If you want the products of the kingdom, you've got to plant the kingdom. If you want to go where Christ has gone for you, you've got to follow Him His way. And so if you seek the kingdom of God first, you'll know what to do next.
Thanks for listening and being part of our church and joining us in this journey to become down-to-earth people following Jesus in down-to-earth ways.